Dwayne Whitmer says American workers put their money into Social Security with the promise they'll have some financial support later in life. But instead, the money deducted from your paycheck proves to be a government slush fund used for spending by a government already trillions of dollars in debt.
You are being ripped off even more than you already thought, and the politicians don't want you to know this. So the price you pay for this wonderful benefit that is not guaranteed and can be taken away from you at any time is 14.2% of your income before the federal income tax, the state income tax, the property tax, the sales tax, the corporate tax.
Whitmer is proposing young people just entering the workforce be given the right to opt out of Social Security and instead get a 14.2% wage increase. Older workers under the proposal would be given the chance to agree to a buyout. According to the candidate, funding for this would be made possible through large spending cuts to several federal departments.
Starting with ending the global military empire and abolishing or severely reducing several expensive federal departments such as energy, HUD, education, agriculture, commerce, and by starting to sell off the vast land holdings and real estate of the federal government that includes numerous valuable assets, including mining rights.
He clarified by adding he would not be interested in selling off national parks like Yellowstone, but says there are other properties holding no benefit. Whitmer is challenging Republican incumbent Chris Jacobs and Democratic challenger Nate McMurray for the 27th Congressional District. Michael Merziak, WBFO News.